Here's a couple of paragraphs from On Common Ground by Francis Reed. Slightly nutty tract about the Commons from 1991. Just as the village green became the ground for archery and the quintessentially English game of cricket, the greater commons have provided the backdrop to a continuous drama in English history. The enclosure of the land by the rich and powerful, and the encroachment on the land by the poor and hungry. It was on common land at Runnymede that Magna Carta was signed in 1215, and it was from Sherwood Forest, the Shire Wood, common to the county of Nottinghamshire, that Robin Hood redistributed incomes, merging at once into the Wildwood and into legend. As Jack in the Green or the Green Man. The Statute of Merton in 1235, however, extinguished certain rights of access for the descendants of commoners and extended the power of the barons. It was on Blackheath that Wat Tyler and Jack Cade encamped after leading the peasants' revolts of 1381 and 1449 to march on London. The 1381 revolt was precipitated by the introduction of a poll tax. John Ball preached that matters go not well to pass in England, nor shall they do till everything be common. And at its height, London was controlled by an army of 100,000. Pacified and later betrayed by Richard II, it nevertheless spelt the end of villainage, as forced labour on the Lord's estate was gradually replaced by the payment of rent. These revolts were termed risings of the commons, referring as much to the people as to the land. Resistance to interference in people's lives is often strongest where that connection lies unbroken.